talked a lot this week about people finding their voice, whether it's viral videos capturing tragedy, voters at the ballot box, or protesters on the street. News is kind of a documentation of voice finding. Well, for a little Friday escape today, we brought in the amazing Eric Krasno. He's a guitar player for Soul Live and Lettuce. He's also played with, written, and produced a virtual who's who of rock stars, including the Rolling Stones, Norah Jones, 50 Cent, Talib Kweli, Aaron Neville. So he's used to working with established and powerful voices. But on his new solo album called Blood from a Stone, it's available starting today, Krasno takes a big risk in trying to find his own voice. The largely instrumental virtuoso is singing for the first time on this new album, a musical journey 20 years in the making and pulling from all of his past experiences. In his own words, guitarist Eric Krasno talked to us about finding that missing piece and how he made the new album.
You know, some of us love the process of the album, and, you know, I listen to albums, I listen to vinyl. You know, sure, a lot of people play song by song, but there's still, you know, as a musician, as an artist, having a cohesive piece is still important. I still love, like, album covers and artwork, and I love the whole thing. I know that maybe that's kind of passé now, but it still means something to us. And, you know, it's like rock and roll is so powerful, you know, people, and that's, you know, that a guitar is rock and roll to me, you know. So, you know, it's, and that's, I don't know if that'll ever go away, you know, it's hard to say. But, you know, even with like EDM taking over and all that stuff, they're still, implementing elements of rock and roll over and over. It's a cycle that keeps coming back, you know. With this album specifically, you know, I wanted to start playing my own songs and kind of like, go out and represent. This is like the first album where I'm singing lead on the whole thing and, you know, fronting the band in that way. So this album is definitely kind of the embodiment of me kind of like taking that to the stage and kind of, you know, finding a group of songs that really makes sense for me to go out and perform, and that I can really, that I'm really saying something with it. Go ahead and breathe the air. When writing for other people, the process is a little bit different, because it's kind of like, okay, at least for me, I'm kind of getting inside of someone else's head and then kind of like finding a pathway with them, kind of being like, okay, well, you could say this, you could say that, and this is the kind of vibe. But with this, it was kind of, and I've worked in so many different genres that I did my best to kind of blend that into one thing. Sure, the theme is rock and roll, but, you know, there's elements of soul and Motown in there, and there's elements of jazz in there. And for me, it was kind of like finding a cohesive way to kind of put together all these influences that I love into the songwriting. I didn't necessarily go in with the band into the studio and say, okay, let's run down the track. It was very much experimenting with sounds and ideas, and then going in and tracking things. And I played a lot of the instruments on the record and stuff. So there's kind of been two journeys here. And then now it's been great, because I'm really excited for the next record, because now that I have this band, this awesome band that's been kind of interpreting these songs in a cool way. And now we've kind of been improvising a bit more with it and trying different things. When mixing this as my first record as a singer, I was probably a little shy when mixing, and I was like, okay, let's make it just a part of the overall palette. So Derek Trucks been a friend for many years. Soul Live toured with him early that days in 99, 2000. We've been good friends ever since. I've written on a lot of his albums, including the Tedeschi Trucks. So we're good friends. And when I was putting together this track, this is the one instrumental on the record, and it was kind of, you know, as I was writing it, I kind of heard these guitar harmonies and that Allman Brothers esque. A groove that was kind of like a Santana thing. So it's kind of drawing back to the early guitar music that I grew up on, that my dad would play, you know, around the house and stuff. And when we'd kind of lay down the rhythm tracks, I was like, oh man, we got to get Derek to come play on this, and we'll do some kind of guitar harmonies. And he was nice enough to let me come down to his studio, and we recorded this down there. Part of like having so much access to music on the internet is that these you know, if you get out and tour and you keep creating content and the music is good, you're going to create big audiences. You know what I mean? If you keep at it and you're creative with what you're doing and you're prolific, you know, so that it's a beautiful thing. There's a lot of new artists that are Anderson .Paak and even Kendrick Lamar and all these guys that are actually like, you know, really pushing things, and they're not really conforming to the pop radio format, but they're getting played and people are respecting what they do. So, you know, in certain ways you can be negative about what's going on, but there's enough good music out there that you know, I'm excited about it. You know, I'm hearing new people all the time impressing me and kind of blowing me away. You know, back in the day, you had to have a record deal. You had to get to a certain point before you made music that people even heard. Now everyone can do that, and it's hard to wade through it a bit, but it allows for, you know, people that would never have the opportunity to get their music out there.
Eric Krasno, guitar player for Soul Live and Lettuce, and now singer on his new album, Blood from a Stone. It's out today.